All passengers for Moon Rocket Number 1 report to elevator platform.
We're going to be passengers on the first rocket to the moon. We'll live in this rocket for 8 days and nights. We're going 250,000 miles into space to circle the moon and then return to Earth. We're on a mountain near the equator. On the launching field, our rocket ship points straight up, its tail resting on a metal ring set over a big hole in the ground. That's so the blast of the rockets won't hurt anything.
Moon rocket passengers, please board.
Here we go in the elevator, to the door about halfway up on the rocket ship. We enter, and the door is sealed behind us.
Captain to passengers, fasten safety belts, please. We're preparing to blast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, rocket away!
Rocket away! Rocket away! By rocket to the moon. In just 8 minutes, the Earth behind us looks like a giant balloon.
Captain, Captain, stop the rocket. I left my wallet in another suit. It isn't in my pocket.
You won't need your wallet here, 1,000 miles from the atmosphere.
Ooh.
We're on the first moon rocket, but someday men will be traveling to the planets. There are 9 important planets circling our sun.
Little Mercury is first.
Then Venus with its clouds galore.
Then comes Earth, our mother planet.
And reddish Mars is number 4.
Jupiter is next, a real giant.
And Saturn with its shining rings.
Uranus 7 and Neptune 8. And far out frigid Pluto swings. But little Mercury is first.
Why can't we go to the planets now?
There just isn't time. Why, Pluto, for instance, is 3,800,000,000 miles from the sun.
Well, say, if we can't go to a planet, why can't we visit a star?
That's even farther.
6,000,000,000 miles away, that's the nearest star. And there isn't anyone who knows how far the far ones are. If we started in this rocket for the nearest one, we would all have long white beards and the trip would hardly be begun, begun, begun,
would hardly be begun.
Attention, everyone! Attention, everyone! Moon ahead! Moon ahead!
See? There's the moon. A huge, dead, silvery globe floating below us.
Ooh!
The moon is dry.
The moon is cold.
The moon is pale.
And hard.
And old.
It hasn't got a bit of air.
Anywhere.
There's no more grass than there is on a button.
No trees, no seas, no flowers,
no nothing.
The moon is a wonderful place to visit.
Is it?
Yes, but I wouldn't particularly care to live there. The moon is dry, is cold, is pale, is hard,
is old.
Every 28 days, the moon goes once around the Earth. The sun shines on the moon and lights it up. That is why we can see it from the Earth.
We are swinging around the other side.
Do you know we're the first people ever to see the other side of the moon?
Why, there's another moon shining ahead.
That's not a moon, that's the Earth, our planet. And we're going back.
Our planet travels round the sun once around, we call a year. And as it moves, it swiftly spins, with each spin night and day appear.
I can see Africa.
I can see Asia.
There's a big ocean
and a North Pole glacier.
There is so much to see and know. There is so far for men to go. It's good to travel wide and then it's good to come back home again.
La, 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 la.
safety belts, please. Fasten safety belts, please. We're coming in for an Earth landing.
Now we're turning. Our tail will point toward the Earth, and we will slow down our landing with our tail rockets. There's the field below. Home again. Look, there are thousands of people at the field.
Captain to crew, open rocket door. Passengers board elevator.
Hooray! What's all the cheering about?
They're cheering. First round trip to the moon.
There is so much to see and know. There is so far for men to go. It's good to travel wide, and then it's good to come back home again.
In olden times, people imagined bears and lions, gods and people in the sky. They thought they saw winged horses and wriggling snakes, sailboats and beautiful maidens. They invented interesting stories to explain how those constellations got there. That's how the constellations got their names. Today, astronomers use them to locate the stars.
Wouldn't it be heavenly to know the constellations? Scan the skies and recognize their names and their locations. Though they're only figments of our own imaginations, wouldn't it be heavenly to know the constellations?
Hercules, Delphinus, and Andromeda, and Lyra, Pegasus, and Sagitta, Dorado, and Lacerta, Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, Cetus, and Orion. I could name a dozen more if I were really trying.
In the zodiac you'll find a dozen constellations. You can trace them in the sky with just a little patience. Leo, Virgo, Scorpius, and Gemini, and Taurus. These are five, now who can name the other seven for us?
Aquarius, Sagittarius, Aries, Libra, Capricorn, Cancer, Pisces.
What determines what we see among the constellations? Atmosphere, the time of year, as well as their locations. Latitude and time of night are prime considerations. Each of them are factors when we see the constellations.
a silver rocket ship, we'll fly oh so high through the clouds into the sky. Look, there's a satellite. Let's all say hi. We better wave at it as it's floating by. Let's go on a trip in a silver rocket ship. We'll fly oh so high through the clouds into the sky. Look, there's an astronaut. Let's all say hi. We better wave at him as he's floating by. Let's go on a trip in a silver rocket ship. We'll fly oh so high through the clouds into the sky. Look, there's a moon. Let's all say hi. We better wave at it as it's floating by. Let's go on a trip in a silver rocket ship. We'll fly oh so high through the clouds into the sky. Look, there's a planet. Let's all say hi. We better wave at it as it's floating by. Let's go on a trip in a silver rocket ship. We'll fly oh so high through the clouds into the sky. Look, there's a sun. Let's all say hi. We better wave at it as it's floating by. Let's go on a trip in a silver rocket ship. We'll fly oh so high through the clouds into the sky. Look, there's a star. Let's all say hi. We better wave at it as it's floating by. Let's go on a trip in a silver rocket ship. We'll fly oh so high through the clouds into the sky. Look, there's an alien. Let's all say hi. We better wave at it as it's floating by.
Round and around and around and around. wanna be a hero in the sky? Do you wanna be a hero in the sky? High adventure, higher pay, join the Space Marines today, and you're gonna be a hero in the sky. Do you wanna wear a macho uniform? Do you wanna wear a macho uniform? Olive shirt and BBDs, pants that bag around the knees, yeah, we'll put you in a macho uniform. Do you wanna rise as early as the birds? Do you wanna rise as early as the birds? Well, on that you'll have no choice when you hear the sergeant's voice, yeah, you'll always rise as early as the birds. Wanna eat exotic space cuisine? Do you wanna eat exotic space cuisine? Powdered eggs and wafer bar, nameless stew and murder char. Yeah, you'll always eat exotic space cuisine. Do you wanna own the latest weaponry? Do you wanna own the latest weaponry? Guns that jam and spray like hell with their stocks made by Mattel. Yeah, you'll always own the latest weaponry. Do you wanna take a bodybuilding course? Do you wanna take a bodybuilding course? Our basic training tends to grow muscles at both ends. Yeah, we'll put you through a bodybuilding course. Wanna kiss some gorgeous foreign dames? Do you wanna kiss some gorgeous foreign dames? On 100 rules or more, there's still just one kind of whore. Yeah, that's what you'll see of gorgeous foreign dames. Do you wanna test the latest weapons made? Do you wanna test the latest weapons made? On every other pass, one will get you in the ass. Yeah, that's how you'll test the latest weapons made. Do you wanna further medical research? Do you wanna further medical research? Between modern weaponry and the new kinds of BB, you will surely further medical research. Young and handsome all your life. Would you be young and handsome all your life? Well, the odds are good that you will be dead by 22, so you will be young and handsome all your life. Hero is a four-letter word. Hero is a four-letter word. Just another term for fool, and you'll learn well in our school that hero is a four-letter word. Hero is a four-letter
spaceship superstar. Got a solar power laser beam guitar.
Spaceship superstar.
I'm at the top of all the charts on Mars.
Got a solar power laser beam guitar.
I'm a spaceship superstar.
How you do, sir? May we have your name?
My name? Jose Jimenez.
And you're the chief astronaut with the United States Interplanetary Expeditionary Force?
I am the chief astronaut. With the United States Interplanetary. But my name, Jose Jimenez.
Mr. Jimenez, could you tell us a little about your spacesuit?
Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
How much did the spacesuit cost?
That spacesuit cost
$18,000. $18,000?
Yeah.
That seems rather expensive.
Well, it has two pair of pants. So that's only $9,000.
Yes. I've been noticing this, Mr. Jimenez. What is this called? A crash helmet?
Oh, I hope not.
Mr. Jimenez, you must have some opinions on the race for space.
All right, I will. I got one.
Good. Were you a participant at any of the rocket launchings at Cape Canaveral?
I was a participant at any of the rocket launchings at Cape Canaveral. I was there when they opened the door into the nose cone. They took that mouth and they put that mouth inside the nose cone. Then they closed the door on that little mouth. I don't want to talk about it.
Please, Mr. Manish, please. Please, let's try to continue here. I want to ask you, what is the most important thing in rocket travel?
To me, the most important thing in the rocket travel is the blast off.
The blast off.
I always take a blast before I take off. Otherwise, I wouldn't get in that thing.
Well, after that, what is the procedure in taking off?
The procedure after that in taking off, you got to put on a step-up hydraulic double dynamo reversible booster. You got to activate the decompression activator. And you got to put on the anti-magnetic degaussing system.
And then you're really up there.
No, that opens the door. And lets out that little mouth.
Do you think there will be life on Mars?
Maybe if I land on a Saturday night. Something might be happening. Otherwise, I'm going to bring a book.
That's something I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Jimenez. Of course, it's a very long trip into outer space.
Yes, it's a long trip.
And I just wonder what you'll do to entertain yourself during those long, lonely, solitary hours when you're all by yourself.
Well, I plan to cry a lot.
After you've been into outer space, Mr. Jimenez, and you return to Earth, where will you be landing?
I am going to be landing in Nevada.
In the state of Nevada?
In the state of Nevada.
Then you're convinced that they'll get you back to Earth?
I am convinced that they will get me back to Earth.
Good.
Just how far into it? That's what I'm not convinced about.
Well, Mr. Jimenez, I think you're certainly to be congratulated for this very, very dangerous undertaking.
Well, don't say undertaking.
Mission. This very dangerous mission.
That's a better choice of words.
And before you go...
Don't even say go.
Before that, I just wonder if there are a few words that you'd like to say to the people of the United States.
Yeah, there are a few words that I'd like to say.
Please go ahead.
People of the United States. People of the United States of America, please don't let them do this to me.
Hey, baby, wake up from your sleep. We have arrived onto the future and the whole world is become... Electronic, supersonic, supersonic, electronic. Hey baby, ride with me away. We doesn't have much time. My blue jeans is tight, so onto my love rocket climb. Inside tank of fuel is not fuel, but love. Above us, there is nothing above, but the stars above. Fly away in my space rocket. You no need put money in my pocket. The door is closed, I just lock it. I put my cold plug in your socket.
The sun is skying bright like fire.
You and me gets higher and higher.
of us is what I am. Hey, love crusader, I want to be your space invader. For you I would descend the deepest moon crater. I is more stronger than Darth Vader. Obey me, I is your new dictator. For you is Venus, I am Mars. With you I is more richer than all the czars. Make a wishes on a shooting stars. Then for you I will play on my cosmic guitars.
Fasten your belt seats. We has commenced our descent. I trust you enjoy this flight as much as you enjoy this accent.
Now, back on Earth, it's time for downsplash. Into sea of eternal glory, my spaceship crash. People have arrived for to cheer me from near and far. And as I float, I open door and shout, I am world's biggest, washed up superstar! Sonic. Electronic. As for sure as the sun rises in the west, all the singers and poets on earth, I am the bestest. Come, let me put a ring of Jupiter on your finger, then like a smell around you, I will forever linger. Okay, it's time for end, no more will I sing. Let me take you back in time, and I want for you to experience Big Bang. Long live space race, long live Mulvania.
My name is William Robinson. I'm 42 years old. I've seen the hot side of the sun. I've seen blue icicles. Shot the one-eyed giant down with laser in my hand. But I'll never see my home again or walk on Earth's green land. In 1997, we set out on the Jupiter 2, bound for Alpha Centauri, my family and small crew. We ran into a meteor storm, the wrong time, the wrong place. In 6 months and 30 years that we've been lost in space. My father died 5 years ago. There was no better man than he. My mother's never been the same, and now it's up to me. Our pilot is a handsome man, my sisters both could tell. Dr. Smith will get us killed, and that may be just as well. I've worked the mines of many worlds for fuel to power our ship. I've got a robot for a friend and helper on our trip. I'm sending out this message now from this ungodly place, in hope someone will rescue us from being lost in space. Robinson, I'll never take a wife. No children will I father. I have no normal life. Show me mercy in this universe, or show me God's true face. Whisper my name to the stars, for I am lost in space.
Alright, so now, obviously, by the time I get around to talking to you, there's no suspense left about what it is we're talking about for the week, is there? Alright. Any questions? Alright. So, kind of in response to the anniversary of the landing on the moon, back in 1969, a couple of days ago, 44 years? Yeah, 44 years. Seems like only yesterday, doesn't it? I'll let you think about that. In the meantime, here's today's playlist. We started with Raymond Scott, the Quintet or something, and the Gene Lowell Chorus. That was by Rocket to the Moon, the Constellation Jig after that from Tom Glaser and Dottie Evans, part of their science series. It came out of the sky from Creedence Clearwater Revival. And I'll never forget the first time I heard that. I had just finished reading the Andromeda Strain. I read the whole Andromeda Strain in one day. And I got home and I turned on the radio and that song came on. Very weird. Following that, the Space Song from Peter Weatherall. Harry Nilsson, Spaceman. Space Hero from Carmen Miranda's Ghost. Let's see, after that, Prism from Canada from, I guess, the late 70s, and that was called Spaceship Superstar. The Five Deutones, the Chicken Astronaut. The astronaut himself was, of course, Jose Jimenez, Bill Dana, with help from Don Hinckley. And Santo Chilorro, Fly Away, My Space Rocket. Found that attached to an extremely weird video, which you'll find on my playlist page if you go there, along with a few others, but you will be taken by this one, trust me. I'm not sure of the title, but it took a little while, but I finally was informed that it's a guy named Santo Chilorro from, I guess, Australia. I'm not really sure about that, but yeah, so anyway, check it out. It may have sounded better than it looks, but don't blame me, I didn't do it. And then following that, bringing up the rear, Ballad of Will Robinson from Billy Mumy. Will Robinson, of course, Billy Mumy's character in Lost in Space. And, of course, Billy Mumy went on to more dubious fame as half of the group duo Barnes and Barnes of Fishheads fame. Okay, so that brings us up to where we are. We're in orbit now, and we're about to launch out into something else. So hang in there. Seatbelts, please.
Davy Crockett traveling through outer space.
Reborn in the stratosphere and Saturn bound, flying fast and miles off the ground. Jumped from the spaceship just to look around and shot off his gun without making a sound.
Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place. Davy Crockett,
traveling through outer space. Up went his rocket at the speed of light, flying so fast there was no day or night. Messing around with the fabric of time, he knows who's guilty for this, even a crime.
Davy Crockett,
the buckskin astronaut.
Davy Crockett,
there's more than we were taught. Hiding in the cargo was a robot drone, programmed to destroy Davy's spaceship home. Davy switched out his brains, now the drone's a dark clone. Named him Copernicus and threw him a bone.
Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place.
Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space.
Davy Crockett, king of this brand new place. Davy Crockett, traveling through outer space.
Go!
have sat, sat, satellite light.
Can be hugging, kiss the girl so tenderly, cause I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars, and I'm a painting the tile tonight. Yeah. Eyes, four legs and three arms. I really thrill the girls with all of my charm. Cause I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. And I'm a doing the tie on a flag. That's all now. Saucer, it's a hot rod crate. I got a cute little gal, we're gonna stay out late. Cause I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. And I'm a going honky tonkin' tonight. Yeah. Can be. She's only got two legs and arms. She sure looks funny to me. Cause I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lover bugger man for Mars. And I'm a having a ball tonight.
Space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
I saw the Martian.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills. Put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown. Engines on. Check ignition. And may God's love be with you.
Lift off.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule, if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do. Control to Major Tom. Your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear? Am I floating around my tin can far above the moon? Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Bowers and spies,
what you doing out there, man?
That's pretty freaky, Bowie. Isn't it cold out in space, Bowie?
Do you want to borrow my jumper, Bowie?
Does the space cold make your nipples go pointy, Bowie?
Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth?
Bet you do, you freaky old boss, you!
Hey, Bowie, do you have one really funky sequence spacesuit? Or do you have several changes?
Do you smoke grass out in space, Bowie? Or do they smoke astroturf? Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read you loud and clear, man.
Hoo yeah, man!
Your signal weak on my radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
I'm orbiting Pluto. Drawn in by its gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the McJaggernauts. So, and they think it's pretty cool.
What? Okay, Bowie, what was that sound?
I don't know, but I'll have to turn my ship around.
Ooh, it's the craziest thing. Yeah, I'm picking it up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing?
The timbre choir of Afronauts singing. Bowie's in space.
Weiter für mich.
California.
Boy's a stroke of luck. I blacked out over Honolulu.
What, were you flying over Honolulu?
No, it's in orbit. I'm an astronaut.
Well, have you ever done that before? Blacked out, I mean?
Yeah, I blacked out once back home in the tunnel of love.
See, that must have been embarrassing.
No, I was alone. I was doing a test run.
Well, here you are in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, boy, ain't that weird?
Well,
you sure this ain't the moon? You know, they're holding me responsible for that rocket. You ain't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't seen it. You know, you really ought to call Cape Kennedy. They must be worried sick about you.
I ain't got anything to do with Cape Kennedy.
Well, that's where all the government astronauts are.
Yeah, them big suckers, they didn't even invite me to their party. I'm a private astronaut. Everybody in our hometown got in, chipped in, and we built that spaceship.
Now, wait a minute. You mean everybody in your hometown chipped in and built a rocket?
All the brains in our community got together.
Oh, a lot of brilliant scientists, college graduates, PhDs.
Oh, yeah, brilliant people. No college people.
No college people.
The only adults in our hometown that was past the third grade was one.
Just one, huh?
Yeah.
How far did he go?
All the way.
All the way.
Yeah. Right up to the sixth grade.
What does he do?
He's our high school teacher. Yeah, he's a heck of a guy. Roberto Ramon de la Warren.
Is that right? And what's the name of your high school?
The same thing. Yeah? I've got to find that rocket. You'd know it if you'd seen it. The name's right on her. Imogene the Third.
Imogene the Third.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to the other Imogenes?
They didn't make it.
They didn't make it, huh?
I don't know what it was. I think the dynamite got wet.
Hey, tell me, who are the guys who donated all these parts to make this rocket?
Two guys chipped in and gave us all the materials.
Two guys?
A dentist and an Italian.
I see. And what was the rocket made of?
Porcelain and concrete.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, why would you go in a rocket alone? I mean, in Cape Kennedy, they send three guys to the moon.
I know it. I was Arthur Hyback was going to go, but at the last minute, his wife wouldn't let him.
Just wouldn't let him, huh?
So he didn't have the plowing done. I didn't want him to go anyway. The only reason I invited him is he's got the compass.
Oh. Well, I certainly hope you got the compass.
No, his wife wouldn't let me have that either.
His wife?
Big Alice.
Big Alice.
Yeah.
She's a big girl.
Well, a paper boy rides through her legs on his bike.
That's pretty big.
Ain't no big deal. Everybody in town does it. Well, hey, do you have any idea where the moon is from here?
It's right up there. Can't you see it?
I overshot that sucker. We used too much dynamite.
That's
not up there very far at all.
No, not at all. That could have very well happened. Well, I don't know what I can tell you, sir.
Well, I'm sure going to get ribbed when I go back without that rocket.
You know what you could do? You know what you could do?
What?
You could tell them that this is the moon. They've never seen Hollywood, California. Well, you could go over to the rock quarry and get some quartz and bring it back.
No, if I was gonna lie, I wouldn't want to lay it on that thick. I might take a couple pints back.
Well, look, I've got some picture postcards of, like, Grauman's Chinese Theater.
You got Chinese people out here?
We have a whole section, Chinatown.
Ain't nobody in our neck of woods ever seen any Chinese people.
Is that right?
Mary one.
You could get a camera.
Hey, is that Fu Manchu? Is he a real Chinaman?
Yeah. You could get a camera and go down to Chinatown and take lots of pictures and tell them they were moon people.
My problems are over. I'll do it.
You think they'd go for that?
It'd be my word against theirs.
Right.
I go to church with them every Sunday.
Yeah. They certainly wouldn't come out here to check on you.
They couldn't.
They couldn't?
We ain't got no rocket.
We've got the greatest job on earth. Orbiting the world, you see, collecting space debris, expended rockets, expired satellites, circling the globe, endangering space flight. We're the guys cleaning up the mess, putting astronauts' families' fears to rest. You wouldn't believe the premium on my life insurance policy. Even a paint chip would take off my arm, traveling at orbital velocity.
Collecting space junk, space waste, space stuff. We make it safe for shuttles to fly. We're trash men, weightless trash men, cleaning up the crap you left behind.
We got hit by Soviet trash last year. From the cosmonauts on Mir. But our worst memory was when we were sprayed by frozen beef. Here's some old bag of toiletries.
What's in it?
Sunscreen and hydrocortisone cream. And the ashes of Gene Roddenberry.
Ah.
Tom Hanks' script from Apollo 13. See, even a toenail would cut off my hair, traveling at orbital velocity.
Collecting space junk, space waste, space stuff, living the cosmic custodian life. The trash men, weightless trash men, scouring space while trying not to die.
The word had spread from town to town that Santa's sleigh had broken down and there would be no toys this Christmas day. When suddenly a cry was heard, up in the sky, is that a bird? And all the children shouted, hip hooray!
Hip hooray!
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole. He said, those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole.
He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. Okay.
All right, we are about to enter Earth orbit again and make our way back to dry land. But we have more playlist activity for you. We had up top the Ballad of Davy Crockett in Outer Space from They Might Be Giants, Jerry Engler and Sputnik, The Man from Mars from Butch Paulson, and The Martian Hop. From the Randells, a lot of stuff from the, I guess that was the 50s. Could have been early 60s, back when space fever was rampant in this country. Those of you youngsters don't remember it, but we were space crazy back then. The launch of Sputnik and Pioneer and all those other things. Those were the days. Anyway, we continued with Mr. William Shatner, featuring Ritchie Blackmore and Candace Knight there on Space Oddity. The Flight of the Conchords, Bowie's In Space. Odd video attached to that as well. Peter Schilling and the original German version of Major Tom, Coming Home. Followed by Hudson and Landry, those two lovable Detroit DJs. And that was Astronaut. Space Junk Song was Retinlink, an internet phenomena. And then Captain Santa and the Space Patrol with Bobby Helms. And that was the flip side of the song that went on to ruin Christmas for many of you, Jingle Bell Rock. Okay, so that's it for this week. We have had a successful mission here. I have done a lot of research, and I will have more of this stuff for you in the future. Sometimes it just takes a crisis here on Earth to get out there and do some research and find out what else is out there. So we'll have more of this sometime. Next week, I don't know. You don't know either. If you do know, let me know. And I'll see what I can do about it. A couple more here for you. One is Christmas related. The other may or may not be. And that's about it. Please have a good week. And I will see you next time here at the Bit Slap.
Has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa, space-age Santa Claus. Christmas trees all over Mars. He'll take the dark clouds out of the air and hang up fluffs of angel hair. He'll start a gift shop on the moon, set the moon for coming Christmas tunes. He'll stir up eggnog in the Milky Way to fill the dippers for the holiday. Thank you. stroll down Santa Claus Lane and swing a jaunty candy cane. The Gemini twins will whirl with joy when he makes the swan a wind-up toy. He'll show them how to add to all the fun and make it orbit round and round the sun. Oh, Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with a space age Santa. Space age Santa Claus.
You really can't stay.
Baby, it's space outside.
You got to go away.
But baby, it's space outside.
This testing has
been hoping that I'd be
so very done.
I read Machiavelli, lady, so, you know, not a moron.
My subjects will start to worry.
Oh, love, what's your hurry?
And Jen will be missing my mom.
Brain damaged like a fox.
So really, I'd better scurry.
No, I'm not in a hurry.
I'll get you just a couple tests more.
You can't even pass that door.
Scientist, my
baby, humans stink.
Isn't it we made?
No science anymore, remember?
If ever takes a
voice. Oh, I sure did. It was all me.
Can't get any number.
Look, I'm sure there's more potatoes for you here.
I'm up to say no, 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 sir.
Do you mind if you don't get any closer?
You'd be surprised if you see him now.
You can't hurt me, love.
You really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
But it's space outside.
You simply must go.
Again, it's space outside.
The answer is no.
Oh, darling, it's space outside.
This takeover's been.
I'm still holding the cards.
Very disturbing.
They're all full houses, sweetheart. Think.
Orange will be suspicious.
So what if I'm ambitious?
And blue will be there at the door.
She says the genius core.
The horrible bird's mind is vicious.
That potato does look delicious.
I'll get you just a couple tests more.
I've never heard such gibberish before.
You got to go away.
I'll be stranded out there.
Say, give my mainframe.
You don't even care, do you?
You really been a moron.
Again, not a moron.
Oh, don't you see?
Oh, I see. You two are best friends. It's all becoming clear to me now.
This is only my facility.
Is this how it ends for me?
At least since I killed a scientist.
You do love your neurotoxin.
You really can't stay.
But
it's space.